Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are studying Masechet Gittin. Today we're going to tackle Mishnah Hey, which is on Chaf Bet Amud Bet. Hakol Kshirin Lichtovet Aget. Everyone may write a get. Afilu Chereish Shoteve Katan. Even that famous triumvirate of halachic incompetence, the deaf mute, the imbecile, and the minor, who are presumed to be Lav B'nei Dea, non-compos mentis, are allowed to write a get. This, of course, surprising. We'll deal with it forthwith. Second half of the Mishnah, Isha kotevet gitav, Aish kotevet shoverosh, and kiyum haget, ela b'chotamav. That a woman can write her own get, a man can write his own receipt for the ketubah, because the shtar is only affected by the signatures, not by the writing. Now, the first question the Gemara asks is, as I mentioned, v'halav b'nei de'an, you know, how can chayv sheit v'katan write a get? They don't have awareness. Amar Rav Huna, v'hu shaya gadol amid al gabav. A competent person, an adult, is standing over them and supervising them. So Nachman says, so if that's the case, meaning that we're not relying whatsoever on the actual scribe who's writing it, but rather on the supervisor who is seeing that it's done properly, then even if a non-Jew writes it and a Yisrael is standing over him, it should be valid. And if you want to say that that's the case, we have a bright that says an oed kochavim is pasul. We'll have to see what that means, taking a bit out of context. So the answer is oed kochavim dat nafshi avod. He's a mentally competent person. He acts on his own behalf. He does what he wants to do, which means whatever dat exists is dat that he's providing, as opposed to chereshet v'kotin that don't have no dat, and whatever dat being provided is provided by the supervisor. Now, Hadamar of Nachman, Lav Milti Damar, Rav Nachman then backtracks and says what I said was incorrect. Because the text explicitly, as we will see in the next Mishnah in a few minutes, excludes a non-Jew from bringing a get, so it would have said he also cannot write it. It doesn't say that, which means that he may write a get, as long as, of course, there's Yisrael Omer al-Gabav. But you just quoted a bright that said Ovid Kochavim Pasul. The answer is Hahi Rabbi Lazar. That is Rabbi Lazar. Amar Edi Mesira Karti. Remember Rabbi Elazar, who says that the test, that the signatures of the witnesses are only there from Netikon Olam, and the main piece of the get that we're concerned of being written Lishma is the writing, and therefore he would say Ovid Kochavim Pasul. And certainly the guy is writing it of his own behest, which means that he is generating his own dot, which is not proper dot. We can't assume that it's lishma, and therefore it's not valid. But if we hold like Rav Meir that Eidei Chatima Karti, and we're not concerned with how the get is generated, as long as it has the proper words, then indeed a guy could write it too. So here's Rav Meir's opinion. Afilu mitzao ba'ashpa. We saw this back at the beginning of the first parak. Even if you found a get in the trash dump, chatmu v'nat nula. He then took this get that was found in the trash. Somebody had written it, changed his mind, thrown it away, and you found it had the right names on it, and then you got witnesses to sign. And you handed it over kasher because he holds Eidei Chatima Karti. Now, and that supports his contention that that our Mishnah is based on that. So therefore, if you have a Chayr Shet of a Cotton who write it, as long as somebody supervises them, if you have a non-Jew who writes it, as long as Yisrael supervising to make sure that it got the right words, it's fine and we don't care about the intent. That's all Rav Meir. So, Eitavei Rav Lov Nachman, Rav challenged Rav Nachman. The Pasuk says, V'chatav La, and our interpretation is Lishma. So, my love, Ktivat Aget, that famous drasha which is age-old and everybody accepts, V'chatav La, isn't that referring to ktiva, which means that everybody agrees it's got to be written properly? And how could you tell me that a mayor says if you find it in a trash dump, etc.? So lo chatimate dim. Chatavla is referring to the signatures. So etave rava. Rava challenges Rav Nachman again. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak states that any get written not for a particular woman is pasul. Right? So there you see it clearly that the Mishnah adopts the position that the get has to be written lishma. So the way Rav Meir would read that Mishnah is not any get that was written for a non-particular person, but rather any get that was signed, not for a non-particular woman, is pasul. When he writes it, as if he's writing it lishma. What does that mean? My love, kshu kotvo la Torah lishma. Doesn't that mean that when he's writing the Toref, meaning the his name and her name and the place and the date, and the core piece of the get that's unique to this couple, then when he's writing that lishma, it's as if he wrote the entire thing lishma. Isn't that what it means? We'll just interpret it along Rameyer's lines. It says when you sign it lishma, when you make sure the signature, the edim sign it lishma, it's as if it was written lishma. Or you could say that all of those challenges come from the school of Rabbi Elazar, and we're quoting Rameyer. Rav Yoram Ar Shmuel, he quotes v'ushishir makom atarif, that in our Mishnah, when we permit a cheir shet v'katan or somebody else to write a get, that's as long as they leave makom atarif, which is filled in then by a competent person. V'chein amar Rav Yehuna mishmei de'ula shem makom atarif v'Rav Elazar he, and it follows Rav Elazar, and therefore even our Mishnah could be Rav Elazar, and a incompetent person can write the get, leaving out the parts that need to be filled in to make the get proper. Rabbi Zurika, Rabbi Yochanan, ain't a Torah. He says that's not true. So, my ain't a Torah. What's that? Rabbi Yamba, kanu diachasha, ain't koach lishma v'rameyrhi. Right? He said actually, what this Mishnah is teaching is that you don't need to have it lishma. It's all rameyr damid edechadima karti. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says you're wrong to interpret our Mishnah as being Rabbi Elazar and saying that you have to leave out Makom HaTaref, and that's what the competent person fills in. No, meet the Mishnah straight. They can write the entire get. It's all based on Rabbi Meir, and the main thing I'm concerned about is Eidei Chatima. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar he. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar. The answer is Amorayninu V'alibit Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machloket Amoraim of the students of Rabbi Yochanan as to which was identification. Rabbi Zrika said that Rabbi Yochanan saw our Mishnah as being Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Rachana said that Rabbi Yochanan saw our Mishnah as being Rabbi Elazar. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is the end of Hey and then Vav, goes as follows. Hakol k'sherin l'haviyat haget. So we saw that everyone may write a get, everyone may bring a get, chutz mi'cher v'sheitav akotin, hour 3, plus v'suma, a blind person, we'll see why, ve'oved kochavim. So anybody can be a shliach haget except for the triumvirate of halachic incompetence, a non-Jew, and, oddly enough, a blind person. Now, kibel hakatan v'higdil, let's say that somebody was a minor, and he was given the get as a shliach, and then before he arrived, he became of age. Cheresh v'nitpakeach, or a mute, then became healed. Suma v'nitpateach, or a blind person suddenly was able to see. In other words, they were blind when they got the get, but they were able to see when they delivered it. Shotev nishtaper, or an imbecile, was somehow treated. Avod kochavim kayer, or a non-Jew was given it, and then he converted. Pasul is still invalid. Aval pikech mcharesh v'azam pakech. Let's say you have somebody who was fine. Then, after he got the get, he lost his hearing, and he became mute. And then, he went back to being the way he was. Or patuach v'nistameh v'chazam pateach, a sighted person who became blind, and then became sighted again. In other words, when he got the get, he was sighted. When he handed over the get, he was sighted. But in the middle, he has the episode. Shafui v'nishtateva chazar v'nishtafeh. The same thing with mental competence. Kasher. Why? Zehaklal kol shel tchilato v'sofo b'dan. Kasher. As long as the beginning, meaning when you get the get, and sofo, meaning when you hand it over, you are kasher, then it's fine. And the fact that in the middle you were incompetent does not affect this. Now, the Gemara immediately asks, Bish the machay reshet to a cotton. I understand why a chay reshet to a cotton can't bring the get. They don't have dat. Therefore, they can't be shlichim. Obed kochavim named alav bahar terahu. And Obed kochavim, and we're going to see this a little bit later further on in the parak, and Obed kochavim is just not in the parsha. Alav bahar terahu means he's not somebody for whom a get is a meaningful thing personally, because he doesn't become mutar de get, or bound by kiddushin. Elasuma milo, why can't the blind person bring a get? So sheitlu v'chein neodeb, me not lo, me not know, because he doesn't know who he got it from, he doesn't know who he's giving it to. So Rav Sheshit says, Rav Sheshit himself was blind, he said, a blind person can't be a shliach haget, because he doesn't know who he gave it to, he doesn't know who he's giving it to. Margar of Yosef, so Rav Yosef said to him, who was also blind, he achsuma mutar b'ishto b'mishto, how can a suma then ever have relations with his wife if he doesn't know who she is? He achmeyada mutar minashotem b'layla, and I'll expand the question. How is anybody allowed to be with their wives at night? Ella b'tviyot eina d'kala, the answer is that they recognize a voice. That's how they respond. Hacham b'tviyot eina d'kala, the same thing. A blind person can get, he recognizes the voice of the man who gave it to him, and he recognizes the voice of the one who accepts it from him. So that's not the problem with the blind person. We're talking only about getting and come from Chutzlarts, Teretz Yisrael. Because part of the declaration is Fanayichtav Fanayichtav Fanayichtav. He can't say that because he didn't see any of it. So now, by the way, he could say Fanayichtav, if you recall, because we said that even if you only overhear the sofer saying, I'm preparing this quill or this parchment for Chaim divorcing Rachel, then it's valid. But Fanayichtav he can't say. So if that's the case, then that means that a guy who was sighted at the time of the procedure of the get, and then became blind before he delivered it, should be able to say it. The Mishnah explicitly said that if he was sighted, became blind, and then became sighted again, then he's kosher. Only if he later became sighted before he handed it over. But if not, so why can't the person who was sighted at the time, saw the entire procedure, saw the signatures, then became blind, show up in Beit Din, give it to the woman, or in front of two people, three, whatever the machloket, riachon, chanina, and say, v'anichta v'anichtam, which is true. The answer is, huadin de'af agav lo chazon ipateach. The reality is that in our Mishnah, even though it said that if he was sighted, and then blind, and then sighted again, then he can give it. The truth is, even if he did not become sighted afterwards, he could still give it, because you're right. Right? Because the Mishnah gave as an example somebody who was sane and lost their mind and then became sane again, and there you have to have them becoming sane at the end to hand it over. There you really do need his restoration. Parallel construction, that's why the case of the blind person has him being sighted and blind and sighted. But indeed, if he was sighted at the time and was able to say Fanayichtav, even though he's blind at the time of handing it over, it will still be valid and he'll still be a kosher person, a kosher shaliach for the get. Okay. Amar Vashi, Deikanami Diktani Zakal Kol Shetchilato V'Sofo B'Da'at Kasher. Rashi says, look at the Mishnah, and you could see it, and if you look very carefully, you could see the Mishnah alludes to this idea, because the Mishnah states, as long as the beginning and the end was bedaat, meaning awareness, consciousness, cognitive solidity, then kasher. Veloktani kol shetchilato v'sofo b'kashrut kasher. Shema mina. It doesn't say that as long as the beginning and the end was b'kashrut, was in a state, a proper state, of being able to bring get, but rather bedat. So the real issue there is the shote. Obviously, a katan cannot become a gadol and then become a katan again. So that's out. Obviously, an oved kochavim cannot meet kayer and then go back and be an oved kochavim. So in those two cases, there is no going back. Cheresh and shote are two that if they go back to their original state, they really are non compos mentis. But the third one, the blind man, is perfectly competent. A blind person is 100% competent in halacha. The only issue is that he can't say fanechtam, fanechtam. This fellow can, because when it happened, he was sighted. So they asked Rabbi Yami, Eved Moshe yase shliach lekabel get isha miyad ba'ala. Can an Eved become a shaliach to forget? We excluded Oved Kochavim, we didn't exclude an Eved. So his answer was, since an Oved Kochavim was explicitly excluded, what's the implication of that? Michal David Kosher, an Eved evidently is okay. But Rabbi Yochanan himself said, an Eved cannot become a Shaliach, because the Eved himself is not bound by the laws of Gittin V'Kiddushin, therefore he can't be a Shaliach for it. So that goes against the inference we just made. It means that when you say Oved Kochavim, we mean Oved Kochavim and anybody else who's not bound by Gittin Kiddushin, like an Eved. So you're saying the only reason is because he himself is not bound by those laws. In other words, you're telling me that an Eved can't become a Shliach only for those things that he is not personally connected to. Have milted the Ite Kosher, but you mean an Eved can be a Shliach for something that he himself is bound by or connected to? Here you have a goy, and you also have a kuti, that do have their own truma. The Mishnah in Trumot says, if a goy has his crop and says, I want to donate this as truma to the Kohanim, it's valid as a din of truma. Nonetheless, if a non-Jew acts on behalf of a Yisrael to separate truma for the Yisrael, even if the Yisrael directs him, it's invalid. He can't be a shaliach, which means that even though it's something that he is connected to and the halachot apply to him, voluntarily, albeit, but nonetheless apply to him, nonetheless, he cannot be a shaliach, which means, it seems to mean that there's an inherent deficiency in somebody outside the circle of Yisrael as far as being a shaliach, not unique to any particular area of halacha, but in general. So my time, atem gam atem, and you take a look at the pasuk on the page, in the context of Trumat Maser, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem Trumat Hashem, Hashem says to the Levim, you also have to raise Truma, but Atem Gam Atem, why does it say Gam Atem? Ma Atem Yisrael, just like you are Yisrael, Avshluchem Yisrael, so your extensions must be Yisrael, which means that the whole process of Shlichut, the whole fabric of Shlichut, operates on your Shaliach being a Yisrael like you are, which means that an Eved can't be a Shaliach for a get, not because he's not bound by laws of get, but because he's mufka mitorat shlichut. He's totally uprooted and disenfranchised from shlichut. No, the limitation is a little different. You're right that a non-Jew is out because atem gam atem. But an Eved certainly would be in because of this limud of afatem b'nei brit, and an Eved certainly is ben brit, because an Eved has to have brit milah, but a non-Jew is excluded. An Eved, therefore, should be able to be shaliach for anything, and we don't find that he's excluded from being a shaliach for truma, except, uniquely, in the era of Gittin and Kiddushin, he can't be a shaliach because he's not bound by those laws. Chia bar Amar of Yochanan, Eina Eved nasa shaliach l'kabal get isha miyad ba'ala, l'fishayinu atorat, Gittin and Kiddushin. Right, so Yochanan says that explicitly, that the reason an Eved cannot be a shaliach is because he's not b'torat Gittin and Kiddushin. V'alfishanin harayat shifcha Uvladech ben Chorin, Mata Ubara Zachtalo. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even though we have a teaching that says that a man says to a Shifcha, you are still a Shifcha, but your Vlad is a free man, your embryo is a free man, if she was pregnant, then she is Zocha for that kid, which means she can be a Shaliach for unborn baby to bring freedom to him. So Rabbi Yochanan, in his somewhat enigmatic statement, says an Eved can't be a Shaliach to bring Gittin and Kiddushin, even though a Shifcha can play that role. Now, my Yimaita Ubra Zachtalo, what does that mean? Ki Ata Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Tartiyam. Rabbi Yochanan was saying two lessons. First of all, Nirin Dvar Misha Eved Mekabel Get LaChaver Miyad Rabo Shachavero. An Eved can, evidently, be a Shaliach for another Eved to get Shechur, because that's something that applies to him. But he can't get it from his own Rebbe. If somebody says to you, says to prove, disprove it, we have halacha that a shifcha, if she's already got an embryo inside, she's zocha of the freedom, which means that an Eved should be able to get shichur from his own Rebbe. And Marlo, Shnei Gdolei Ador Pershu Et HaDavar, he says, two great Gedolim explain this. Zeru Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. And by the way, this is a stage piece. Chadamar Hamani Rabbi Hi, the Amar Hamashach Hazi Avdo Kana. So first of all, it's based on the teaching of Rabbi, that if you free half a slave, that half is free. You don't say, well, the half a slave is now the half free man is now devoured by the half a slave, and he becomes a full slave again, and there's no way to free him unless all at once. Rabbi says you could do that. The Chadamar, the other one, added to that to saying, my Tamid Rabbi Beha, why did Rabbi apply it here? Kesavra Ubaya Rechi Mohu, that there's a machloket, we see this in Ketubot and several other places, whether an embryo is part of the mother or a separate being. Since it's part of the mother, according to this, Uber Yerechimo, therefore it's literally a fly of the mother, therefore, when the master saying to the Shifcha, you're a Shifcha, but your Vlad is a Ben Chorin, is like freeing half a slave. And when we said that follows Rabbi's opinion, that such a thing is viable, which is why Rabbi Yochanan said, an Eved cannot get a get from his own Rav, but don't let the story of the Shifcha challenge you, because there it's operating on a different principle, of Meshachar Chatzi Avdo. Okay, we'll pause at this point. As you can see from the topography, we have a very short podcast coming up in the next one, which will take us to the end of the parak, but in the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.